Welcome. Hola. Bienvenidos. Bonjour et bienvenue to the Social Network Show. Welcome to the only worldwide show dedicated to social networking and social media. We give you actionable information to make your social networking the best it can be for business to business, business to consumer, and for folks who just like to post. And now, broadcasting from the studios of the Hank Greenspoon School of Journalism and Media Studies of UNLV, the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, the host of the Social Network Show, Jim Nico, and Dr. Jane Karwoski.
This is Jane Karwoski, along with my co-host, Jim Nico. I'm an experimental psychologist, Dr. J, and the chief science officer of our parent company, Social Network Intermedia, of which Jim is the founder and CEO. You will be delighted to know that Celeste Thorson is here today to discuss with you how she uses social networking to do social good. Celeste is a multi-talented person in TV, movies, and modeling. What makes me so sure, you may ask? Well, I can tell you that with confidence because of the careful analysis I did last night on the facts gleaned from the Internet Movie Database site imdb.com. Ms. Thorson wrote, produced, directed, and acted in the TV series Yoga Files and the film short Hit Girls. She wrote, produced, and was the host of Destination Luxury. She wrote and hosted Destination X, Hawaii, and both of those being TV series, and she wrote, produced, and acted in the film shorts The Madam and Scrubbed, and wrote and was associate producer of the TV series The Industry. She has acted in at least 10 other films or TV series episodes, including How I Met Your Mother. Phew! Celeste, you are one busy and incredibly productive person. Allow me to welcome you to the Social Network Show.
Well, thank you for the invitation. I'm happy to join you and your listeners today.
I know you have some new projects in the work, but first, I know you love to utilize social networking and media to influence social change. How do you go about doing that, and what motivates you to do that?
Well, I enjoy using social media to share all of my latest adventures, along with great causes that I support, especially relating to human and environmental rights. I often promote the work of organizations like Amnesty International, Oceana, Save the Children, and other nonprofits that deal with environmental conservation and equality. I love to talk to fans and followers about their favorite organizations, and I often learn of new charities that way.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd love to encourage your listeners to tweet me at Celeste Thorson and share some of their favorite causes. I know you all talk a bit about cyber civil rights in addition to other topics, and I'd love to hear more about the organizations you support. I think it's really about connecting with other people and mobilizing individuals that are passionate about the same things.
Uh-huh.
And that's what I love about social media. It's a lot easier to find these people that you can hang out with online.
It is. It's just hearing you say that makes me realize what a fantastic tool we have for good. It can be used for bad, but there's so much potential to use this connecting ability and the networking and so forth to gather people together. And of course, one of the things, for instance, in healthcare, people with rare diseases, you know, they're scattered about and maybe they've always been isolated, but with the use of the internet, they can locate these other scattered, isolated people that have the same disorders or problems and challenges that they do, and they're no longer alone.
I love that concept of the global support group. You know, it really makes it accessible to everyone, no matter how individual or how limited your needs may be. It gives you access to so many resources, and so I do love using social media for that.
Celeste, one of the things that we're working on avidly is, of course, you know, cyberbullying and the fact that it's getting worse. And so we're aligned with the Amanda Todd Foundation. This is with Carol Todd. And Amanda, when we lost her to suicide, it was one of the results of that was that she, her death really unified and brought together some really powerful people that we work with and feature. Another one that is very powerful, a movement, and I know you know about, is I call it the Cyber Civil Rights Movement, the official name for Marianne Franks, who does the Marianne Franks series here on the Social Network Show, is the Cyber Civil Rights Initiative. These brilliant lawyers that are helping set the laws. And so, and then the Carol Todd series, et cetera. So I just have to say, I pay attention to Hollywood, but having someone of your stature and talent and abilities to reach people is very important. And thank you again for coming on the show. And back to Dr. J.
I was wondering if you're still doing action films. I was pretty impressed to read that you were your own stunt person and had some serious skills along that line.
Yes, I'm excellent at getting bruises. I really excel in that. And I have been working on a couple of projects, one of which is Whipping Boy, which is a futuristic sci-fi film directed by Michael R. Chance. And it hasn't been released yet, so I'll be sharing more information about that on my website, celestesourcing.com, and via my newsletters. But I do get a bit of hand-to-hand combat, and it did take a little while to recover from that shoot.
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes we think it's all fake and sort of along the line of professional wrestling, but neither one, I think, is truly fake, and that people do end up with bruises and sometimes injuries. But getting back to the topic of social changes, I went to your website, CelesteThorson.com, and that is T-H-O-R-S-O-N at the end of Celeste. And I noticed that you have on the tabs one that says activism, and there you have a number of places where simply clicking results in a donation. How does that work?
Well, I'm a big supporter of the Care 2 Network because they have a daily click to donate initiative that utilizes a number of diverse organizations. And by a simple click, you can, say, save 7 square feet of rainforest or 100 square feet of ocean through organizations like Oceana, or help end violence against women through Amnesty International. And it literally doesn't cost you a penny. And I really love that because it empowers people that maybe don't have a lot of time to make donations or maybe financially can't make major commitments. But just that little, you know, drop in the bucket every single day can really help improve the lives of so many people and causes. So they do everything from helping sponsor children with Children's International. They help protect primates with various habitat organizations and, seals. I mean, there's a whole list of whatever it is that you feel passionate about. It seems like there's something that you can find, whether it be wolves or the environment. So I really like to encourage people to take the time, maybe just a minute or two out of their day to go and click on these little links, because each day it does result in a sponsored donation.
Now, who is sponsoring that donation? Who actually gives the money?
So Care 2 is this great network of people promoting social change, and they have kind of a news element to their site. They have a petition element to their site. And they also have, you know, advertisers that love to advertise to people that are, you know, interested in those topics. So the advertisers essentially are the ones making the donation, and they have a collection of organizations that then receive them for their respective causes.
Okay, and there's other than Care 2, it seemed to me there was a good something.com and .org. Do you know what I'm referring to?
Is it change? Is it change.org or not quite sure which one?
It's on those individual links that you go
to. So yeah, so essentially each of those links has kind of their own, like the animal site,
mm-hmm.
where it's maybe sponsored by the Humane Society or ASPCA. And then, you know, you can actually go and shop for products, and those products will result in donations to the organization. And each one kind of has their own branded mini site within the Care2 network. It's all managed by the Care2 network.
Okay.
But there might be the breast cancer site. And say you're looking for some gifts for some family members, and you want to click to donate for free, but then you also want to grab a couple gifts, and part of those gifts will result in donations, and you can actually see how much it's affecting, whether you're giving one free mammogram or maybe 15 free mammograms for women in need. So there's a lot of great ways that you can do what you would normally do, like shop or, you know, read the news or click around. And on Care2, it just happens to result in driving donations towards the organizations you support.
And we're going to go into some more about your films and current projects. I'm Jane Karwoski, and you're listening to The Social Network Show and our guest, Celeste Thorson. In our next segment, she'll tell you more about those upcoming projects, the ones I didn't have time to mention in the intro.
Questions? Comments? Email us at questions@thesocialnetworkshow.com. We'll be right back.
Kelly Keller, an intellectual property attorney specializing in internet law and social media issues. Join me on The Kelly Keller Show right here on the Social Network Station. Together with my guests, we will tackle tough legal problems presented by the ever-increasing use of social media in everyday business. Through dynamic conversations, we will discuss your rights and responsibilities in the new media world, so the hard work you have put into developing your brand, business, and products does not go to waste. How does the law's response to the social media explosion affect you? Join me on The Kelly Keller Show to learn more.
Now, back to The Social Network Show.
Welcome back to The Social Network Show and our visit with Celeste Thorson, model, actress, screenwriter, director, producer. Celeste, can you tell me what other things are ahead for you? You mentioned your sci-fi film, and you like to do travel shows, don't you?
I do. Anything that results in someone else paying for my travel, I'm there. I'm down. So I've been working on this project called Joyride, which is a lifestyle and travel show exploring food, fashion, and fun while sharing the best ways to enjoy the ride. And you can check that out at joyride.com. which is spelled J-O-I-E, kind of a play on the French term. And I also work with Destination Luxury, which is a lifestyle TV show and online magazine directed by my very talented friend, David Christopher Lee. And that spotlights the most luxurious experiences around the world. You can check that out at destinationluxury.com. So those are a couple of travel shows that I'm working on right now.
Wow. Interesting. Interesting. So, Jane, what do you think about that?
That sounds lovely, but I'm wondering, how people can, what networks are those shows on?
So Destination Luxury has a lot of their stuff online. Mm-hmm. I know that they're in talks with the Wealth Channel and a couple of other networks, including some airlines that are interested in airing it.
Ah.
We're still developing the rest of the episodes, so I believe you can see the pilot episode online.
So
if you go to destinationluxury.com, there's a lot of the content there available for free to view.
Oh, yes. And we were talking earlier about off the air about treehouse, luxury treehouse dwelling.
Yes.
That is what I want to do. There are hotels whose rooms are treehouses. And there's quite a treehouse industry. Builders go around the world. One of them is a French company. They go around the world building these awesome treehouse rooms. And I don't know, take your bug repellent with you, I suppose. I mean, that's part of nature, right? But I want to know, Celeste, is how did you get into all these different roles? You know, I think more traditionally people are either a director or a producer. I mean, a lot of actors probably get into directing after a while, but you're still pretty young. How did this happen?
Well, I actually came to Los Angeles to work on with nonprofits and do political activism, but a lot of my friends were artists, and I had gone to a classical art school, which had taught me to embrace a number of mediums. And as I was searching for my favorite medium, I found out that I wasn't great at sculpting and could be better at painting. And eventually I discovered the camera, and it just seemed like a really great fit for me. So when I came to Los Angeles, I started collaborating with a few artists and friends, and had always really loved writing.
Uh-huh.
So when I had the opportunity to come on board for Destination X as a writer, I was really excited because it was an opportunity to go to Hawaii and do all these things that I love to do and write, you know, exactly the type of itinerary that I would like to experience. And as a result, I ended up being cast as one of the hosts on the show. So that was a really wonderful opportunity to cross over from behind the scenes to in front of the camera. And essentially, that's really how my career started. So it allowed me to embrace both ends of the spectrum in that way. And ever since then, I've just continued to write and produce and develop content. And a lot of my friends had encouraged me to direct, and I've had some really great learning experiences that way, and I do enjoy directing. I think that I'm most passionate about writing and performing just because there are a lot less stress, a lot less stressful than producing and directing, where, you know, you have a lot more jobs, a lot more obstacles to tackle. But I do like being hands-on and, you know, seeing a vision through and collaborating with different people. So it really depends on the project. But I very much enjoy experimenting with different mediums and, you know, sharing a vision with a large group of people and having that camaraderie of executing it in a way that we're all proud of.
That is wonderful to imagine this type of life as simply being, in a sense, where you belong. That's who you are, sounds to me. Mm-hmm. And the thought of the simplicity, you might say, relatively speaking, of acting reminds me of what an acquaintance of mine from the Navajo Nation said about acting. Well, it's simple. You don't have to think about what you have to say. It's all decided for you.
Exactly. All you have to do is remember it.
Uh-huh.
That's a challenge unto itself. As I'm sure Marilyn Monroe would attest.
Well, I have to hand it to the aging actors that keep acting well into, you know, sometimes their 80s, that they're still, maybe the fact that they've had to exercise their memory their entire life by learning all those scripts, maybe that's what's keeping their brain young and able to still do it.
That's a great point. It really does. It is like a muscle. And I notice if I haven't been memorizing lines, you know, if I've been doing more writing and less memorization, it's a little bit slower, you know, to get those things down. But if I'm really brushed up, it's just like a muscle, and you work it out and it does get easier over time.
Let me ask you on your social causes and your activism, is there anything in particular that's really striking you as fantastic that some of your or one of your interests is embarking on right now? Any brand new or recent initiatives that you'd like to tell us about?
Well, I think obviously there's a lot going on in the Middle East right now, and I'm very vocal about women's rights and equality and freedom of speech, things that as women in the United States, we enjoy and sometimes take for granted. And yet at the very same time, you know, this one plane ride away, people are living in such a different world. And so those are things that I'm really passionate about right now, because I feel like it's affecting so many women and also so many people that are just looking for freedom and equality. So that's something that I think is kind of an urgent matter. And I really appreciate what Amnesty International has been doing to try to protect the rights of women.
Yeah, that's a very good point, because I keep wondering when women who are becoming more empowered and very active or proactive, you might say, about women's rights in developed countries are going to look around the world and say, you know, we have got to put our full force into helping women in other cultures that are so disregarding of women as individuals and humans with just as many rights as men. It gets into a real sticky area there of religion, of course, but I am looking forward to seeing how that plays out in the future. We're going to probably at the same time that our interview with you is uploaded and on the internet, we'll have another interview with Nina Ansari, who is an expert on the women's movement in Iran. So we're going to learn lots about what the real situation is there. Apparently, women have been active there for some time, and see how that is faring.
I wanted to say, Celeste, too, it's fascinating that the activity on Twitter, and by the way, thank you, Team Thorson. I know you're listening out there, mm-hmm. That you will be. I had put one picture of you on Google+, which I'm somewhat disappointed with in the sense that it wasn't shared. But I had said this caption, the unbroken gaze and the glance of eternity, about one of the pictures of you, one of your modeling pictures. And I have to say, I want to say to your photographers, they're able to capture your essence in many ways that's rare. And I'm really glad that Dr. J brought up Dr. Ansari, because I introduced you two on Twitter, and I hope you get a chance to take a look at her. I believe she's also in the area too. So we're really excited. And I hope that, like, we can promote you ongoing. And back to Dr. J.
Thank you so much, Celeste. We're very privileged to have you join us today. Thank you for sharing your passions and projects. And we thank you very much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me. And again, I'd love to hear from you and your listeners again about your favorite charities, your favorite causes. Tweet me at Celeste Thorson. And I love to support those things, especially in relation to human, environmental, and women's rights.
You've got it. And thank you for keeping us company today on the Social Network Show, where you hear commentary and analysis of our connected, networked world, including practical advice from top business and marketing mentors, news from people combating cyberbullying and abuse, as well as experts on privacy, surveillance, and women and girls empowerment online. Please follow us on Twitter at Social Net Show and listen to the show at Stitcher.com or iTunes, as well as our website. TheSocialNetworkShow.com. Please have fun and be safe, online and off, until we meet you here again.
You've been listening to The Social Network Show, the only worldwide show dedicated to social networking and social media, coming to you from the studios of the Hank Greenspan School of Journalism and Media Studies of UNLV, the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. Listen to archived shows and follow us on Twitter. The views expressed on the Social Network Show are those of the hosts and guests and may not be the views of Social Network Intermedia. The Social Network Show is produced by Social Network Intermedia, copyright 2012.